Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's February 5th, 2021, and this is episode 5 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you've just stumbled into this feed and wonder what in the world context and clarity means, go check out episode 0. That's where I tell the origin story of context and clarity and why I think our daily time together is so important. I know this is only my 5th episode, so if you haven't noticed by now, the reason that I record these podcasts is to start the thought process and spur conversation. I want to challenge you to think, even explore these topics further, and do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. And speaking of practice, did you catch our live stream episode and conversation with Evan Troxell yesterday on Facebook or LinkedIn or YouTube or Twitch? As always, I want to thank Catherine McPhail for being my co-host on our Thursday simulcast shows. And of course, thank you to Evan for opening our eyes about how technology will drive the future of the profession. If you were able to join the conversation, has your outlook on the profession changed? Is there anything that you learned yesterday that will change the way that you think or approach your practice? If you want to dig deeper into this topic and you missed yesterday's episode, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 4. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group or the Entree Architect YouTube or Twitch channel or my LinkedIn profile and watch the recording of yesterday's Context and Clarity Live. It's an hour-long conversation with over 100 comments and questions from the Entree Architect community. And if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity and participate in conversations inside the Entree Architect community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. Super simple. It takes you right there to the group. So think about joining the group and adding and becoming a part of the live conversation. Now, today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll be back to the normal daily Context and Clarity conversation format. And I'll kick things off by asking, what is your go-to resource for recruiting new talent? As wild and crazy as the past 10 or 11 months have been with a roller coaster economy, massive layoffs and unemployment numbers, and yet somehow many firms continuing to be very busy, recruiting new talent may be even tougher today than it has been in recent history. Just a few years ago, several studies, including a report from Hinge Marketing Research, identified the lack of available talent as the biggest threat to the AEC industry. Has anything really changed? So whether it's an ironically tight talent market or an incredibly tumultuous time, recruiting the right talent at the right time can be challenging. So how do you do it? Do you rely on so-called employment marketplaces like Indeed or ZipRecruiter? What about LinkedIn? Do you hire human recruiters? You know, those people that call you when you're at the office? Do you place ads on your local AIA job board or the Entree Architect job board for that matter? Do you mine local architecture schools? What do you do when it's time to hire help? I'm curious to find out what's worked and what hasn't. And on the flip side, if you're looking for a job, where do you turn? I think understanding both sides of the equation can help prospective employers and employees find the common ground where they can meet. What do you need to know? If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at GableMedia.com. That's GABLmedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m. I host Context and Clarity conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.